On a sunny and cold Saturday in December, volunteers flock to Wego Beach in Bridgman to fill sandbags.
We have probably about 1,300 sandbags.
That's Milo Rudd. He's the parks director for the city of Bridgman. The sandbags are built up in a pyramid and form an L shape under the decking of the beach house. It sits about 100 feet from the water.
What exactly is it?
Yeah, the idea is it's going to create a barrier and keep most of the water from getting close to the beach house. This is kind of the low area on the beach. The water's been coming up the farthest right here.
So in a storm, like the ones that hit the area hard on Halloween, the water can come right up to the foundation of the building. The sandbags are a form of soft armoring. The idea with any armoring is to build a structure that will protect what's on shore. More and more along Lake Michigan's southern edge, that armoring is rock and seawall. Richard Norton studies coastal communities at the University of Michigan. He says building hard armor structures causes the beach in front to erode away, leaving the water deep off a rocky, man-made shore. It also inhibits natural sand movement along the shoreline, and eventually any armoring is not going to be enough.
Man, if you want to be on the beach and enjoy the beach for what it is, you got to let Mother Nature do her thing. And the more you try and change that, the more trouble you're going to get into, the more cost and the more of a mess is going to be there to clean up when you finally raise your hands and say enough is enough.
Though they're dealing with high lake levels and loss of beach, Bridgman's Lake Edge residents are actually uniquely protected from erosion for a couple of reasons. Just north on the lakeshore is Cook Nuclear Plant, and to the south is Warren Dunes State Park. Neither have built out into the water. The other protection is the city's zoning that doesn't allow property owners to build as close to the edge as neighboring communities. South along the lake in New Buffalo, that's not the case. When the city's pier and harbor was first built, the Army Corps of Engineers manually moved sand around the structure. It doesn't do that anymore, so that sand piles up, sustaining beaches to the north and exacerbating erosion to the south.
A lot of the southwest part of Michigan on that shore is eroding pretty aggressively because the prevailing winds are coming from north to south, and they've got all of Lake Michigan. It's called the Fetch. They've got all of Lake Michigan to really build up, and it's the waves and wind energy that causes a lot of the erosion.
Along Shore Drive, houses sit perilously close to the edge. A few have been demolished. A moving truck is parked on the street, soon to be filled as another house is emptied for fear of the lake. County Commissioner Ezra Scott stands in the blistering wind on a rock revetment built out into the lake where a small brick water intake building sits.
Our problem is that right out in front of this rock revetment, because there's no beach, it's about 8 feet deep. And the pipe that comes out of this intake is usually covered with sand and it goes out about a mile.
The city gets its water from the pipe. Without the protective cover of the sand, it's exposed. And getting drinking water isn't the only problem.
This is an interesting situation here.
Just south of the revetment, Scott climbs over caution tape onto a deck at a condo community. A set of stairs that lead down to the water and one around the bluff have been washed away. The waves pound against a thick wall of huge rocks stacked on one another. Just inland, the lake has carved a bluff out of the sand.
See those big armor stones?
Yes.
This bluff went to those armor stones.
So it's just the lake's just coming right up over them.
Come right
and
up.
Taking the sand.
And taking this all away. That's about 75 feet.
Scott says of 78 condos in the community, 73 are owned by out-of-town residents, largely people from Chicago that vacation in the area. Cities along Lake Michigan's shoreline rely on tourism and the non-homestead tax base of these lakefront vacation homes to sustain them.
They pay 43% more taxes than homesteads do.
Right.
That's a lot of tax loss.
But if all the homes are protected, the reason for them being there is lost. Richard Norton from U of M.
If everybody armors and we lose all of our beach, we're losing a lot of our tourist income for the summer, because who's want to go to a part of the beach where they can't do anything on the beach because there's no beach?
The Berrien County Commission passed a resolution asking state and federal lawmakers to step in and declare a disaster. That would mean funding and expertise funneled in to fix the problems. But high water levels and low ones are not new. Water levels in the Great Lakes are cyclical. Scientists don't know how much or in what way climate change will impact water level cycles. They do know that global warming has led to more powerful and frequent storms. Climate change may also impact the time between cycles and create greater differences between highs and lows. In January 2013, the lakes dipped to record lows after 15 years on the decline. Since then, they've rebounded. Drew Groenewald is a hydrologist and professor at the University of Michigan School for Environment and Sustainability. He says low levels create a false sense of security.
It's a relatively long time period when it comes to homeownership, property management, real estate sales. And the more years that went by when water levels were low, I think the more comfortable people got.
The more comfortable people get, the closer they build to the lake. Groenewald says eventually those lake levels will go down again.
Water levels decline, and as the erosion problems go away, to hold on to the decision-making rhetoric going on during this time period, which in particular is don't build a house on the edge of a bluff.
Commissioner Scott says the area needs help now to protect people's homes and their livelihoods. But over time, the lake cares little about people's homes or tourism. The levels will go up and down, and the waves will continue to crash onto the shore. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.